Welcome back to the Chayyarach and Achilah New Learning Program. This is Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Tes, so nearing the end. In this perek, so the previous perek, we saw David HaMelech join Achish, who's a Pelishti king, and he is a prominent member of Achish's army, and Achish doesn't know exactly what David's doing, but David reports that he's fighting wars against the Jewish people. And in this parak, the Plishtim mobilize their armies to fight Klal Yisrael. They just go right to where they are camping. And one officer notices that David's there, and he asks Achish, what are these Hebrew men doing here? What are these Ibram doing here, David and the others? And Achish says, don't worry, David's on our side. And the officers don't trust David and say he should be sent back. And Achish turns to David and he apologizes. He says, you know, I'm sorry, I have to send you back. It's just too much of a political problems here. And David complains, feigns anger, and you know, it says, what did I do wrong? Achish says, it's not you, it's me. Well, not really. He says it is you, but it's not me. It's just this is politically I can't do this, and just the army's not going to be a cohesive unit. So you're going to have to go home. And David again feigns frustration, and he and his men return home the next morning. So we have a nice situation, I guess, in a sense. You could say that Hashem spared David from having to go to war against Klal Yisrael, and who knows how that would have played out. I mean, how long is he going to be able to keep the facade going that he's against Klal Yisrael if he's actually put in a war that Achish and his men are watching. One thought to think about is just interesting, this the Achish personality, that this is, you know, the second time we see Achish, and the first time David interacted with him, my brother Rav Yishua mentioned the other day, he recalled that taking place. It's worth thinking about what it is about Achish that these are the stories that we see with him. Also, back in Perek Chaf Aleph, when we first saw David meet Achish, so my brother Rav Yishua invoked the Perek of Tehillim, which we read every Shabbos morning in Pesukei Dezimra, where he was just running away from Avimelech and referring to Achish, and he changed his B'Shem Asus Tamo, he changed his tam, which could refer to him changing and making himself look like a crazy person, which he did last time, but it could also here we see him changing his tam in a different way, changing his style that now he seems to be against the Jewish people. One more point that I think is fascinating is that in this parak, when Achish is trying to tell David that it's, you know, like a, you know, it's nothing personal, so he says Chai Hashem, by the life of Hashem, which is a term of swearing, but he uses the name Yud Kevav Ke, like Shem Hashem, and he says, you know, trust, David, I trust you personally. You're like a Malach Elokim. You're Kemalach Elokim. You're like an angel of God. And these terms are very interesting terms. They're very religious terms, especially the first one, which is the Yud Kevav Ke. You know, that's the name of the Jewish God. One thing you could say about Chai Hashem, the Radak says that it's, you know, he knew that David believed in Hashem. So, you know, when you swear in the name of a God, you want to swear in the name of a God that the person believes in. So you say Chai Hashem. So you could say that, and you know, it's just, you know, it's a tactical thing. Like, you know, Achish knows he knows his people's language, so he knew how to speak to David in a way that David would hear it. Although still, you would think that some, like, you know, that's kind of like Yosef, when Yosef swears to his brothers, he says, by the life of Paro. He doesn't say by the life of Yudke Vavke, because Yosef is pretending, when he's Safnas Paneach, he's pretending to be someone who believes in Paro, and Paro being a god, so he swears in the life of Paro. So really, it would be more appropriate for Achish to swear in the life of his own god, to show the power of his swear, no matter what David himself believes in. But perhaps we can suggest something else, is that this is this Chai Hashem and this Kemalach Elokim are actually something that Achish picked up from David HaMelech. And this back to Yosef and Paro, it's something we also seem to see with Paro and Yosef, that Yosef seems to have this influence on Paro. When Yosef first tells Paro, Parshas Miketz, that Bildad, it's not me, it's all Hashem. Hashem Yanucha, Hashem is going to answer you. It's all Hashem. It's all God. It's Elohim. So then we start to see Paro a few times invoke God. That it really does seem to be that Yosef HaTzadik had an influence on Paro. And perhaps we're seeing the same over here, that yes, Achish is a Plishti king, and yes, Achish is a pagan. And the more time he spends with David, even if David rejects his people, but David doesn't reject his theology, he doesn't reject his God, and perhaps he was able to have an influence. And we just see the power of a tzaddik to influence everyone around him, even when he's in the enemy territory, even when he's in Achish's palace and he's in Achish's army and he's in Achish's land, but he's such a generator of Kedusha and of spirituality and of Emes that he is able to influence even Achish to swear Chai Hashem and to refer to people as Kamalach Elohim, because indeed he was Kamalach Elohim.